This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In relationships, folks, you have spats. If you're in a relationship, you know this. I'm not going to teach you anything new that you don't already know. If you are over 20 years old, not even that. If you're 16, you had a little puppy love. Or you're 18, you had your first, you know, pretty decent girlfriend, boyfriend relationship, whatever it is. Whatever you do, I'm not trying to tell anybody how to live. Maybe you had, you know, boy, girl, I don't know. But if you're in a relationship, talk about where you like somebody, you want to hug each other and kiss each other and that kind of thing, you understand the dynamics of relationships. You've had spats, you've had actual fights, things can get heated. I'm not talking about necessarily fist fights, but I'm saying shouting matches, you know, knockdown dragouts even, to the point of testing your relationship. Just the way it is. And for those of you who've avoided it, you know, there are men and women older, usually older couples will say, we've never had a cross word at each other. I think to myself, wow, congratulations. Either you're lying or you are a unicorn. So, but congratulations if you have. But most people I know, you've had some sort of trouble in relationship. If you've been in a relationship with somebody that, and I used to could be able to just say, of the opposite sex, because we think differently, men and women. I can't speak for the LGBT community because there's a bunch of freaks over there. I don't know what they go through. You know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, right? What if it's two dudes from Mars and they want to hook up? Kev, don't have an answer for you. But if it is opposite sex, I'm going to tell you something, dudes. You think differently than your girls. You do. We're especially alpha males. We think differently. We see the moon. We want to get to it. We see something hot, we try to figure out how do we get over it. It's just the way we think. Women don't think like that. They just think, I'm not going to try to, you know, marginalize or even generalize. I'm saying women think differently. They would go, you know, I think I might just go around this. The guy's like, it's a mountain, I'm going to climb it. Woman goes, you just go right through here. There's a portal. There's a tunnel. No, I'm going to go over this mountain because that's the way we are programmed. Anyway. I mentioned in another time that Joe Biden and Jill Biden seem to want to give us all kinds of advice. And in the segment I talked about it, I said, would you take advice from the Bidens? Would you take marriage advice from the Bidens? I wouldn't take advice on what restaurant to eat at from the Bidens. The only thing Joe Biden could tell me is, what are the best Depends for when I need them when I get older? I'll listen to him over that. Or Jill might say, you know, Kevin, we've worked with Jill. We've had four different sets of Depends, and these work best because of his flat butt. I don't have a flat butt, so sorry, Jill. Can't take advice from you, Dr. Jill. Fexting. Have you heard this term? Fexting. You guys heard it? Yeah. Biden and Jill Biden, the Bidens call it fexting. The practice of settling arguments over text message. Apparently began during their days as VP and second lady in order to avoid disagreements in front of their Secret Service protective details. Wouldn't you like to see those messages? I'd like to see the demented crap that Joey Demento would type. Here, you dog-faced pony soldier. You don't even have a real PhD. You have an ED. You're a fraud. Shut up, you plagiarist. You black hating. You ain't black. Man, wouldn't you like to see those texts? When Dr. Jill starts talking about, and you saw your underwear, you nasty thing. Oh, I feel like Andrew Dice Clay. Oh, yeah. So fexting. They said this is unfortunate. This unfortunate sounding method of handling fights came to light thanks to a cover story in Harper's Bazaar. The first such cover to feature a first lady in which she revealed some of the more intimate details of she and Joe Biden's relationship. Oh, oh my gosh, I could hardly wait to read it. It says a story published online here and featured in the summer issue of Harper's Bazaar includes several images of First Lady Jill Biden decked out in designer clothes and jewelry. Look, while people are starving in this country, can't put gas in their car, making a decision between food, medicine, or a place to live, and what is Jill Biden doing? Yeah, she's a, well, I'm going to show you how rich I am, and we're going to talk about texting. We settle our fights by text message. Have you ever been in a discussion by text with somebody when you're like a little upset and almost everything's taken out of context? But they're trying to give you, playing doctor and what's Dr. Phil's wife's name? What's her name? I don't even know her name. But whatever Dr. Phil's wife's name, yeah, Mrs. Phil, McGraw, I think it's right, McGraw. Mrs. McGraw, can you imagine if Dr. Phil would probably, don't you ever try to settle a fight what, by a text message told me you misunderstood, misconstrued, misunderstood. You know what I was going to say, right? I was mixing those words, misconstrued, misunderconstrued. Yeah, anyway, you get what I mean, because you've done it. You've done it. You'll be like, what? What is this? What message is this? And you go read back three messages. Oh, I did say that. Things like that. It's always better to talk. You can send Secret Service away, but no, we get this new way of handling things. It's so avant-garde. Oh, look at the way that Joe Biden, I want to call him president, Joe Biden and Dr. Jill handle things. There should be a book about it. Yeah, another lying, skanky, scumbaggy book about the Biden family. Another work of fiction. Her outfits, they go on price somewhere between $500 and $1,500 as inflation runs at 40 years high and infant formula shortages hit 70% nationwide. At least they did cover it that. Oh, this was Town Hall. That's why they covered it that way. I was going to say that was pretty interesting of them. They say explaining that she tries to be a support for Biden. The first lady claimed to understand the plight of Americans suffering under the economic conditions her husband created. Some days I see Joe and I'm just like, I don't know how you're doing it. She told Harper's Bazaar, it's the pandemic, then it's the war, then it's the economy, then it's gas prices. You feel like you're being slammed. And despite having almost every need met 24/7 by staff, having private transport available anytime via motorcade or Air Force One, she can feel your pain.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that they're
there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was going to talk about the food prices, and maybe we'll get to it. But I talked earlier in the broadcast about media subterfuge and how these leftists believe that they've gotten over on us because the media's been complicit, and they feel like no matter what they tell us, we'll believe it. The left feel like they've gotten over it because they say it doesn't matter what we say, what we do, we're not going to get prosecuted. And they really believe they've you know, made that turn. They have to believe it. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in just a bit. But I want to say this. I have never seen this level of enthusiasm for Republicans in the history in my lifetime. I've seen it for Democrats. I saw it with Barack Obama. And we all know how that turned out. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Before I get into that, I want to say this. I was at a fundraiser the other day, and a lady, she said to me, what are we going to do? It was funny. She was like, what do we do, you know, beyond politics? And I could hear her crying out, like, we still have to do more. And I didn't say anything. I just gave her my card. She promised she was going to keep in touch. And I said, you know what? I'll tell you what we got to do. We have to win back pop culture. We have to win back the media, social media. Take it back. Don't win it back. Take it back. We got to take back pop culture. We got to reset the narrative on what it means to be an entrepreneur. We got to reset the narrative on college and what that means. I know when I grew up, it was a goal to go to college. It's no longer a goal for me. I don't look at it as a goal for my kid. I look at it as, can it help you in certain degrees? Yes. But do you absolutely need it? No. We have to reset. There is a great reset that needs to happen, conservatives, and that great reset is with us, within us. They talk about, they criticize you for everything you stand for. Let's pretend for 1 second. Let's just say there is no God. Let's just pretend that. But you believe in something higher than yourself, and you live by a credo that says, I could act selfishly, but I won't. Because I believe in a higher power. What's wrong with that? Why wouldn't you encourage that? Let me tell you why the left doesn't encourage it. Because it doesn't mean idolization of them. What it does is it means you are taking your eyes off of them, their worldly trappings, and you're saying, you know what, I don't rate myself based on what you want me to measure by. And they can't stand it. They want you to appreciate their Pulitzers, their Emmys, their Grammys, their Tonys, etc. They want to self-congratulate, and they want you to see them as bigger than life. And you know what we've done, conservatives? We've bought into it. We've done it. We've capitulated. George Clooney said it. Matt Damon said it. Where are these people right now? Where are all these vocal idiots who were criticizing Trump at every single turn, every day? The De Niros, the Rosie O'Donnells, all of them. Where are they? Other than these hags at The View, you can't find. There's plenty to talk about. Give me your call. Oh, war. Okay. Donald Trump didn't get us into any wars and, in fact, got us out of them. Joe Biden is starting wars. Inflation. You want to talk about the poor and hurting the poor? What hurts people on fixed incomes, the elderly and the children? I give you Joe Biden's policies. Where are they? Where are these people that were so vocal against us? The Mark Ruffalos. What's the dude that played in The Claw? He also played the Beast in Beauty and the Beast. Ron Perlman, is that his name? Where's he? Joe Biden is jacking up this country. He is inflicting pain and suffering on so many people. And nobody's saying a word in Hollywood. When they do, it's, oh, it's Trump, man, it's still Trump. It's Trump now, it's Putin, or whatever. No, it isn't. It's your guy. Republican enthusiasm, folks. Let me put it another way. Anti-Democrat enthusiasm. Call it whatever you want. There's a mass exodus occurring from these Democrats. From their policies, from their causes. People are recognizing these people are flaming idiots. They're racist to their rotten core. BLM, BLM, whatever. No, black lives don't matter. Don't believe that. If black lives matter to Democrats, they would say all lives matter, and they would change policies that raise the ocean for everybody. But Democrats don't care about black lives, and it isn't just Planned Parenthood in black neighborhoods. That's an easy go. It's what happens in black neighborhoods and the fact that these Democrats do nothing to stop the endless cycle of violence and moral decay. They do nothing. Nobody wants to hold black people accountable for what? For being idiotic blacks that continue to do the same crap. Let me tell you something. If you want to live the life, they tell me all the time. In fact, I was having a discussion with a lady. She's married to a black man. And she said to him, when they were moving from L.A. to the Phoenix area, and she says, hey, babe, you know, there's not a lot of black people in Phoenix. And she says, you want to know what my husband said? And I looked at her and I said, good. And she cracked up laughing because she goes, yes, he's a staunch conservative who was living in Hollyweird. And he came in and he said, good. And then the follow on, And I said, let me tell you what he said after that. He said, I don't want to be around those bunch of silly butt Negroes who I'm more likely to be killed by than any white person I've ever met. And she was dying laughing. She was like, you guys are cut from the same cloth. I know we're cut from the same cloth. I know too many people that understand what I understand. Republican enthusiasm. You're seeing it in all the polls. I'm not going to regale you with poll numbers. You can go look at those yourself. I'm going to tell you what's going on in the real world, where a friend of mine said, I got a friend who voted Democrat, but he wasn't going to vote for Hillary, but he couldn't stomach Trump. And you know what he said this time? Guy misses Trump. These are not anecdotes. These are legit. These are real stories of people that are saying, I've had enough. I'll give you some more data here in a bit. But I'm just telling you, this is not some small phenomenon, folks. This is a time for us to get on our haunch, get saddled up. Get saddled up and get in the fight. Be ready to charge. There is no better time than right now to do this. You're not going to get a better time. And the sooner you understand it, and the sooner that you understand that conflict is good. This is not a game. Your ability to confront may be the difference between life and death of your grandchildren or great-grandchildren. What you do today is going to have a ripple effect. I don't want to sound all gladiator speech before you, but it's true. This is not a game. And luckily, you are enthusiastic. You've seen enough. You know the cheat occurred. You know that Joe Biden has put in an illegal Supreme Court justice, that he has essentially presided over an illegal lockdown that took away your rights. And I could go on. I'll go more into detail here in a bit. You're smart people. And you better know that there are many people like you out there who are saying no more, not on my watch.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are continuing to discuss gun control legislation in both the House and Senate. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey is involved in the bipartisan Senate negotiations Senator Toomey telling Fox News that modern background checks can be done very quickly.
Most firearm purchases do require background checks today. We could expand it to all commercial sales. I think that would make sense.
He also says there should be an emphasis on making schools safer, improving mental health resources, and that states should potentially consider red flag laws to take guns away from dangerous people. It's another daily record for gas prices. AAA finding the national average price for regular is up to $4.86 a gallon. That's a 25-cent a gallon bump over last week. This is USA Radio News. The Federal Trade Commission is releasing a new report regarding crypto scammers.
Federal regulators say cryptocurrency scammers have stolen more than $1 billion from thousands of investors over the past year and a half. In a report issued Friday, the Federal Trade Commission said more than 40,000 Americans were taken in by scammers since the start of 2021. The FTC went on to say crypto-related scams account for about $1 out of every $4 lost to fraud, more than any other payment method. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Apple is unveiling new features for its most popular devices to kick off its annual developers conference on Monday. The tech giant is expected to showcase its newest operating system, iOS 16, which reportedly includes a revamped notification center and lock screen for iPhones. There are also reports of upgrades to the Apple Watch and Apple TV. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Americans are sick of Democrats. Because you've heard me say this before, but Democrats are the only animal on the planet who allow the weakest to lead. And because of this fallacy of the Democrats, this going against nature, which is what Democrats do, their cities or anything else that Democrats touch just are torpedoed. You can't get any worse. Look at what happened to the land in Africa after Scar got Mufasa killed on the Lion King. It became a veritable wasteland. He made his pact with the hyenas, if you remember the story. I'm sure most of you have seen the Lion King. He made his pact with the hyenas, but he flipped the balance of nature. And that's what Democrats do. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. We went through the most amazing thing that I would have never believed could happen as an American, and that is COVID lockdowns. Wu flu sent us into a panic, and the Democrats knew what they were doing because this disease, this virus, even though it was a Chinese manufactured virus, a bioweapon, it didn't do nearly what they thought it was going to do. But they milked it, and they have taken so advantage of us. And because of these lockdowns, well, we're already big problems in Democratic-controlled hellholes, a.k.a. cities, became exacerbated. Crime rates soared. Why? People weren't working. They became desperate. So don't believe me. Go look. Look over the last 2 years. Go to the last 3 years, even 1 year under Trump, and you will see nothing good came out of these lockdowns. Nothing. People lost their businesses. They lost their lives. They lost their homes. They became more separated from each other. We didn't have graduations. We didn't have quinceañeras. We didn't have parties. We didn't have funerals. We couldn't even visit each other at hospitals. The lack of communication soared. Oh, Kevin, people were Zooming, and you know, and there were hug blankets that were provided by cable companies. Are you out of your mind? There is nothing that replaces the warmth of a hug or being in the grasp of somebody that you really care about. Don't believe me? Don't hug your kids. Don't hug your mate. So we had that. We had soaring crime rates. We had taxes through the roof. We have a rising debt that the Democrats nor these rhino Republicans seem to care about. We're on the verge of war on multiple fronts. And then we've got scandals on top of scandals that are more important than all of it, but we say nothing about it. And oh, by the way, People are starving all over the world. Look, I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for America's poor because there's all kinds of programs. There's money thrown at them like crazy. But even in this country, the people who sacrificed, who got their Social Security, what did Joe Biden do? He essentially cut it in minimum by half and probably as much as two-thirds because these people can't buy gas, can't buy food. Some of them are, luckily, they better hope they're rent controlled because they're being essentially inflated out of the economy. That's what I mean by building a wasteland. That's what happens when you take the weakest among you and you make them your leader. If you don't believe me that Joe Biden's the weakest, please tell me who's weaker. You got an 80-something-year-old dude who doesn't know. Somebody has to point him to the urinal.
Mr. President, turn this. No, let's turn you this way. No, don't start peeing before we turn. Oh, no, there it is.
So all of these things I'm talking about are waking the Democrats up to woke. So let me give you some numbers. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, between 2010 and 2019, California, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, and Illinois, all leftist enclaves, lost a combined 4 million residents. Meanwhile, top five states that saw the greatest influx of new residents were Republican-led states of Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Ohio, and Arizona. And I will say this, Ohio and Arizona are led by rhinos. They're not led by real Republicans. But it just goes to show you that even a partial, even a little bit, is worth it for the Democrats. I mean, for those ready to leave. These refugees, because that's what you are. If you left California, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, or Illinois, you're a refugee. You're like a Ukrainian who's been Russia has invaded you. But now we've got Joe Biden asleep in the Oval Office. Folks, the time for us is to speak up loud and clear. People say to me all the time, Kevin, it's great that these people are leaving, but they're bringing their values. And I go, why do you let them? It would be like me coming to visit and you say, here's Kevin, here's how we are at our house. We go to bed at 10 o'clock, you know, lights out, whatever. And I get up at two, you know, one. I said, well, I'm just going to be up playing the drums, you know, until 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't care what your household does. I don't care that you have to go to work. The kids got to go to school. Dogs got to be let out. You tell me, hey, listen, if you're going to be here, make yourself at home, but make yourself at our home. I don't think you've ever said to somebody, make yourself at home, and you mean treat it like it's your place. You mean make yourself at home with my rules. When at 8 o'clock in the morning, let the dog out. Be sure to water the plants. Make sure you put your dishes in the dishwasher. Make up the bed, blah, blah, blah. But you're not going to let somebody, unless you're a lefty, unless you're different than I know, you're not going to let somebody run roughshod over your place. I know I wouldn't. And I would say most of you, if you're like me, if you stay at somebody's place, when you leave, they go, boy, he cleaned his, he washed the sheets, he folded the towels, he did the laundry, left the note saying, hey, I didn't have time to do the dryer, but put the clothes in the laundry, they're ready to go, I folded this, I put this away, oh, and by the way, left you a little, bouquet of flowers and, you know, restocked the meat. You do all kinds of stuff to make sure people know, I want you to invite me back. I want to be able to have a place to go. Let me put it this way. I stay with people as if I may have to stay there forever. I want them to know, man, this dude, he's going to be quiet. He will disappear into the woodwork. He does chores. You don't have to ask. My play parents, Mary and Frank, they've got a place in Sarasota. I went to visit there. I've been there a couple times. And she says to me, son, she called me up, son. She says, the lady that we have that takes care of the place said that there was nothing for her to do. She says, you left it cleaner than when you got there. And she was right. The place was dusty. I dusted it. I threw food away that was in the refrigerator. When I left, I washed my sheets, cleaned them, put them back on the bed with a note, I've already done this. I mean, you couldn't be a better host, a better guest. I wasn't the host. But that's not what Democrats do. They want to bring their values, and their values suck. They're the reason that they're refugees from those states. But they go on to tell you why this happened. In this article, it says, but the pandemic, the scamdemic, in conjunction with disastrous Democrat policies, has only accelerated the blue state exodus. It turns out the draconian lockdowns in the form of school, restaurant, and business closures, massive spikes in violent crime, few entertainment options, higher taxes, scarce job opportunities do not make for desirable living environment or a suitable place to raise a family. Let me tell you, the biggest thing that shocked the Democrats was when they, we have no Broadway, we have no movie theaters, we can't go to the park, we can't hike. The reality of It's My Body and the Me Too movement and all these other movements and BLM and Antifa, they were like, shoot, what do we do now? We can't even exercise the basic rights of humanity. It says, shocking. Look at the California state with its sprawling beaches and sunny weather. Well, it's long been a desirable place to live, but not anymore, thanks to Governor Gavin Newsom's totalitarian leadership and unscientific mismanagement of his state's pandemic response. As you guys know, they tried to recall Gavin Newsom. Larry Elder lost, but it wasn't because of cheating. It was because of how they stacked the deck against anybody who dare try to, you know, confront the powers that be. But let me tell you, it was a wake-up call. California was probably the worst and remains the worst state. A governor who believes he holds dominion over every single individual. You have no individual rights. And you know what, folks? Not only did people in California recognize it, but people outside of California recognized it and said, wow. I'm talking Democrats. They said, this could get worse. This is only the beginning. Now, we used to be the canaries in the coal mine. We don't have to be anymore. The Democrats' own actions are the canaries in the coal mine. Mass exodus is occurring. In 2020, 135,600 more people left the state of California than moved there, the third largest population loss ever recorded in the Golden State, and only the 12th time since 1900 that California had a net migration loss. We'll talk more about this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's got to be far worse than we think, folks. But by that, I mean the political system. Because in order for the Democrats to do what they do or to even think that they can do what they do, they must believe they have complete control of the political system. I mean, look at the scandals that you ask me. You scratch your head. Hillary Clinton with the server in the basement, private server, dumps thousands of emails. Nothing happens. Now we find out she gave the code red to go after Trump. Nothing happens. Her attorney gets off. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're talking about this blue state exodus. massive exodus from states. 4 million people left five states between 2019 and 2020. It's crazy. It was over a decade. But it's a lot of people. And what we're trying to do is prevent these people from taking their ideology and their ideas, these refugees, and bringing their trash with them. Glad you guys are back. 844-551-8255. What we do every day on this program, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, is explain to you that this is no game. This is, you may be entertained by the show. You may gain some knowledge, but this is for you to take and apply to your lives, because this is not a game. These people are after you, Democrats. And we have no better time than now. There will be no better time in history, in my honest opinion, than when you see the flip between Trump and Biden, and you watch how a guy who knew what he was doing, who was confident about what he was doing, even in the midst of Democrats doing everything they could to go after him, you have that, and then you have Joe Biden, who has been walked through, handheld. This guy should be in prison. He should have been impeached five times minimum and be out. By the way, never should have gotten in. But they shoehorned him in, and now we deal with it. But we see the biggest dichotomy between competence and incompetence than we will probably ever see. And we thought we saw it between Barack Obama and Donald Trump, from incompetence to competence. And let me tell you, that was a big one. It was huge. But the bigger gap between Trump and Biden, it makes what the gap between Obama and Trump look small in comparison. From July 1st of 2019 to July 1st of 2020, California added 21,200 people, increasing the state's population by 0.05%. Now, keep in mind, they lost over 100,000 in the same period, 136,000. So it's a net loss. A net loss. 136,000 more people left the state than came. And this is a state that is stunning. It's got everything. Consider San Francisco. I used to go to San Francisco almost every year. Loved it. To go there and go sailing with a friend of mine, Chuck. Haven't gone in years. Haven't gone in over a decade. You know why? Poop maps, hypodermic needles. Who wants to go to that city anymore, pay outrageous amounts of money for whatever you're going to eat, you know, food and entertainment, only to be, the views are still there, but it's a crap hole. It was already becoming that 2 decades ago. It's officially there. This guy writes, over the past year, Newsom has done all he can to make living in California essentially a prison sentence. Although the data is clear that children are not effective spreaders of COVID, Newsom waited until April of 2021 to push for schools to reopen in-person learning. And though epidemiologists have concluded that outdoor transmission of the virus is likely under 1% or even lower, Newsom, based on no available data, decided to close all of California's more than 420 public beaches, 280 state parks at various points in the past year. Also, Disneyland remained shuttered beginning in mid-March of 2020 and only recently reopened at the end of April of 2021. Newsom's actions have resulted in a projected $72 billion in lost revenue for the state. Meanwhile, California continues to have the highest income tax rate in the country at 13.3%, which means the taxpayers are paying the state to shut down their businesses and lock themselves in their homes. And oh, by the way, California is the first state to have $8 gasoline. He goes on. Similar reasons. People are fleeing New York in large numbers between January 1 of 2020 and December 7 of 2020. For the year of 2020. 3.7 million people left New York City, resulting in a $34 billion in tax loss from residents. Andrew Cuomo, who was governor at the time, had kept Broadway theaters shut down since March of 2020, and he did not allow indoor dining in restaurants until February of 2021. and even then at a greatly reduced capacity. Professional sports teams, including the Yankees, only recently allowed fans to watch games in person, again at reduced capacity, blah, blah, blah. They say it was a $60 billion loss in tourism for the city of New York just in 2020. Mayor de Blasio at the time kept the city's schools closed for most of the year while allowing crime in the big city to increase dramatically. NYPD reported that murders in the city rose to 462 in 2020, a 45% increase from 2019. City recorded a 97% increase in shootings from 2019 to 2021. A 97% increase in shootings. And what was the response? Democrats wanted to defund the police, even though the crime trends show no signs of slowing. For the month of April 2021, the overall crime in New York rose 30% compared to the year before, with a 166% increase in shootings in that month. A 66% increase in grand larceny and nearly a 36% increase in felony assault. Now, at the time, Cuomo had a no cash bail law. So in other words, you didn't have to post any money to get out. So these are the things that these cities and states do when they're led by Democrats. But what did they do in New York? They went after Trump, their attorney general, who could have better served her constituents dealing with real crime, decided to target Donald Trump. And you wonder why people are leaving these leftist enclaves. In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy's strict lockdown measures resulted in him presiding over the state with the most WHO flu deaths per capita. Michigan's governor, Gretchen Whitmer, she has the distinction of creating massive unemployment. She destroyed businesses, employing some of the strictest lockdown measures anywhere in the country. And though she admitted that her lockdowns did nothing to stop the spread, she said this on MSNBC, it took that woman forever to finally open the state back up. So, there you go. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said she's no longer granting interviews to white reporters. Remember that whole deal? What's going on in her city? This is data from the Chicago Police Department that shows shootings and homicides in 2021 in May of 2021 had already matched the previous years. During January through March of 2021, there were 131 homicides, 584 shootings, 706 victims, all considerably higher from the same period the year before. In March of 2021 alone, there were 42 homicides, 233 shootings. Pay attention. An increase of 50% and 60% respectively compared to the previous year. Democrat leaders have the most unsafe streets. They have the most violent criminals. And they seem to not care. So here's what's going to happen. This exodus will continue. And the reason why I'm spending time on it is to tell you conservatives, when people move to your area, you find out why they left, you find out their politics, and you tell them, don't bring your refugee nonsense to us. We don't want to be Californicated or wherever you may hail from. You come here, you come into our house, and you don't let all this woke nonsense, you don't bring that baggage. You must vocally let them know that you surround them. Don't let them, they need a different mindset, and it is your responsibility to give it to them. Don't take it for granted.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.